Siddur Snippet series generally sponsored by the Mueller family, member of Joseph's father, Robert Siegel, Lezer Reuven ben Yitzchak Halevi. We're at the end of Kedusha, and we last left off with the pasuk Yimloch Hashem Liolam Lokach Tzion, the Dor Vador Alaluka. And we asked, why don't we say a pasuk from Shmos, a pasuk from Torah? Why do we omit, why do we skip Torah and go right to Tehillim? Yimloch Hashem Liolam appears in Tehillim Kuf Mem Vav, rather than Hashem Yimloch Liolam Vahed, a pasuk from the Shira, from Parshas Beshalach. And so we mentioned the Sefer Aras HaTfilah says we specifically want to identify Hashem in correlation and association with Tzion, because Hashem is the Hashem who shochein b'tzion. Hashem is identified significantly. There's a data pointed out and to celebrate, he's identified and he rules. His melech, his melucha comes from Tzion. Lokayach Tzion, the dor v'dor alaluka. The Sefer Otzer HaTfilos understands this pasuk and divides it in two and says the following. Yimloch Hashem liolam, that God should rule forever. Haynu la'asad lavo, k'shiyah Hashem shalem, tiyah malchus shamayim liolam vaed. When all the world universally will see, will recognize, will embrace Hashem, when no one will be in denial, when Hashem won't be competing with egos and arrogant individuals who think they're in charge and in control, when the world will unite in recognizing Hashem is the source of all existence and His providence over the world. So la'asad lavo, at that time, when Hashem's revelation is clear and the world universally sees it, that's Yimloch Hashem li'olam. He'll be the king li'olam. The Gra, famous Gra, says the difference between Melech and Moshel. Ki l'Hashem ha'melucha u'moshel bagoyim. What's the difference between a Melech and a Moshel, a king and a ruler? The Gra says that a ruler rules over people. It's not democratically elected. The people don't want that ruler. They're a Moshel. They're a tyrannical despot. They're ruling over them. They're a Moshel. To the nations of the world, Hashem is still in charge. He's in control. He's calling the shots. They may think they are, but it's Hashem. But he's Bebechinas Moshel. Says the guy's coming as a ruler, unelected, not necessarily accepted. To us, he's a Melech. Ein Melech below Am. We are his people, and we coronate him king. We're Mamlech Hashem. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. So in the future, when he won't be a Moshel Bagayim, but in the future, when it'll be a melech, Yimloch Hashem, la'olam, la'asad lavo, Hashem will be universally seen, accepted, admired, and honored by the world. Ach kol, gam kol zman shagula lo ba, v'lo nizgalsa malchusa yizborach le'in kol, af apichein, l'dor v'dor, halaluka. So the Otzer HaTfilah says, divide the pasuk in two. Never say Kedusha the same way again. Yimloch Hashem li'olam, this pasuk. Here's the kavana. La'asad lavo in the future, Hashem, we're longing, we're waiting, we can't wait till even the Iranian regime will see you as the Melech. Yimloch Hashem liolam. In the future, forever, there'll come a time where the world sees you and chooses you as the Melech, not the Moshe. But until then, in the meantime, l'dor v'dor, from generation to generation, no matter who sees what, no matter how much the world identifies and accepts you, l'dor v'dor, from generation to generation, halleluka, we take upon ourselves, b'chol ha'goliyos, b'chol ha'matzavim, hallelujah Hashem, she'en Hashem shalim, at she'em chashmo shel ha'molek, even though Hashem's name is not complete till we eliminate our enemies and the evil in the world, modern day Amalek, Iran and others, but even until then, our commitment to you is l'dor v'dor in every generation. And in this way, Kedusha sort of comes full circle. Kedusha began, nekadesh ha'shemcha ba'olam, Hashem, we live and we promise and we pledge wherever we go, whether it's on the airplane, at work, at the gym, or the supermarket, in our home and at shul, Nekadesh Hashem Chabolot, we want to sanctify your name, we want to make a Kiddush Hashem wherever we are. And even if those nations of the world don't see you and recognize you, they don't honor you, and they don't surrender to you, submit to you, nevertheless, L'dor V'dor, from generation to generation, we will. Halleluka, we nevertheless will. I'll just close the Yimloch with one other quick thought that comes from the Yisod V'Shorei Sha'avoda. Yisod V'Shorei Sha'avoda says the following. Kishomer Yimloch Hashem, Yachnis Ha'adam Simcha Atzuma Belibo Od Yoser V'Yoser. When a Yid, when a Jew says this pasuk Yimloch, they should do so with a full heart, filled with Simcha. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's happening in the world around you, when you get to this pasuk and you declare Yimloch Hashem Li'olam B'Simcha Atzuma, what are you so happy about? What are you so happy about? If you're a Met fan, what in the world are you happy about? What are you so happy about? Yimloch Hashem Simcha Atzuma? Iran's threatening, the Straits of Hormuz are closed. Will it work? Will it open? What's going to be the price of oil, price of gas? What are you so happy about? Where does the Simcha Atzuma come from? Listen to this Yisod V'Shor Shavoda. You know what you're so happy about? Sheyesh le'eloka, she'elokusa hu l'dor dorim l'olei olam. That we have a God. That we're not victims of chance or statistics or randomness or data. That yes, we're curious what the geopolitical pundits of the world think are going to happen. But in the end of the day, we have a God. And He rules. This God, the source of all existence, the rule of the world, do you know how He identifies Himself? Do you know what His name is? He describes Himself on His calling card. It says that He is Elokei Yisrael, Elokeiach Tzion. He's the God of the whole world, but that's not His ID. If He had to choose a handle on social media, Hashem's handle would be the God of the Jewish people, Elokei Yisrael, Elokeiach Tzion, the God of Israel. And Israel belongs to the Jews. Says the Yisroel B'Shor Shavoda, you know what you have to be so happy about? That we don't think the world is random or chance. That we don't think that presidents or prime ministers decide what will be. That there's a God, there's a plan, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the source of all existence, and that He has a special, unique relationship with us, so much so that He introduces Himself as Elokei Yisrael, as Elokeiach Tzion. So Yimlach Hashem Liolam, Hashem, we're so incredibly happy that You are in charge, You are in control, Lev Malachim Biyad Hashem, and that You identify Elokeiach Tzion, and therefore, Lador Vador Alaluka, we will be the Simcha from generation to generation.